The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
Captain Jack.
Welcome to the O-Face Podcast.
Back again to do it all one more time.
Yeah. Here we are.
This is how many weeks now? We are going on
26?
It's 27.
27.
Yeah. This time I'm right.
God. Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
It was a test, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, I have the drink.
You have the drink.
Shakety, shakety.
I have the drink. I was going to make hot toddies because I have a cold. So, sorry, guys. But
did you cough in it good?
I did. Excellent. I did not have any bourbon left in my desk.
Oh, shit. Ooh, lemonade.
I'm not telling you what it is.
That looks rather clear.
It does.
It's
it
not
does.
Even lemonade.
So, this is basically what I had around here.
Okay. Here we go.
You guys ready? Okay.
Why not? Are we shooting this?
It's called a dirty navel.
A dirty navel.
It smells vodka like. That is kind of dirty. Not the good way either.
Oh, I wish you could see their faces. Oh. This is what you get for not providing a drink. Oh.
The drink is not bad. The lint is
There's
a little
like
much.
Chocolate in there or something.
the lint.
I don't even want to know what's in that. God, I don't want to know what I just put down in my mouth.
What the?
Cream de cocoa.
I have another one.
Okay.
I have another one. Cream de cocoa and sweet and sour. What is that crap called?
Is there vodka in there
sour.
Or something?
No.
Liquor in all of there?
Like sour, like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, It's a virgin drink?
Not no. Tom Collins. No, wait, cream de cocoa.
Cream de cocoa?
It's a liqueur.
Yeah, it's a liqueur.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it's very low alcohol.
I'm not getting drunk off that.
Nope.
No.
I think I'll stick to my rock star.
That sounds good.
There you go.
Because you are a rock star.
I try to be.
Captain.
Yes, you are Captain Jack. Captain Jack. Mm. Yeah. So what are we talking about today? I think we were going to talk about new partners.
Newbies.
New partners, yes.
Not necessarily newbies.
Well,
they can
new
to
life.
You.
Yeah.
New to you. Yeah. New to me. I had a booty call this week.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, with somebody that I've been friends with for a while, and then...
Is this a new person? Is it the first time?
First time playing.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was fun.
Okay. Well, you can't just leave it at that. It was fun.
Yeah, I shoehorned it into my schedule. I was like...
I think that's actually the best part of the story, is the shoehorning of the schedule, because... Yes, I'm already aware of that because, you know, we have the communication bit where we say, yeah, so I'm going to stop off here and do this, and then...
We do. We've gotten to that point. It used to be a lot of conversations.
Yes,
about,
it did.
You know,
it did.
But we did. We talked about the person that I played with this week. We talked about it beforehand, so it wasn't a big surprise because I'd gone out on a couple dates.
Yeah.
We'd gone out for cocktails one time that was kind of
I think there was a booty call, as it were, set up that then did not come to fruition because of one thing and or another.
It was scheduling crap.
Yeah. And then time
then
it was just
his primary called and said that she needed some help, so he was like, "Oh, sorry, I can't make it." I'm like, "All right, that's fine. That's cool."
Yeah.
Then we went out on another date, and then I had to be at work pretty early the next day, so I'm like, "I gotta go."
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then so
not to be confused with the date that you went on in quotes that was ended by the other person's primary showing up.
Oh,
because there was not an intention of, and there was no signal.
That was hilarious.
That's a whole different thing, but also very funny.
That was hilarious.
Considering that you each did not know about the other or what had been planned.
Right.
And then you got the inkling he was maybe trying to set something up, but then not.
Did not. Yeah, I thought, well, maybe it might be a threesome. So I was at
his failed attempt.
No.
Just no.
I don't know what it was.
I think it was an...
It exploded.
At best, it would have been an accidental threesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that was less than successful. Let's talk about this one because it seemed to be more successful.
It was. Yeah. So I was looking at my calendar and trying to figure out my schedule for the week because I've got a lot of stuff going on right now and doing some stuff with the club and getting the events and adventure stuff going and scheduling events. And
and then
like
podcasts
that.
Too.
And then the podcast. And,
right.
Getting some education things up and running and doing some networking and working with a nonprofit to kind of help them get their poop in a scoop. And I was looking at my schedule and my booty call said that he had like 2 weeks of comp time where he just had a few hours of work to do. So he was free. So just let me know because I'm free. And I'm like, all right, cool. So
middle of the day.
It gets better. So
stereo even.
So I was looking at my schedule one night and I was like, oh crap, I've got like a 2 hour gap tomorrow morning. So I texted.
Morning. Excellent.
I texted and I said, hey, what are you doing at about 8:30 tomorrow morning? And he's like, nothing. I'm like,
oh no.
We want a booty call? Sure. So I got up, I took the kid to school, took our kid to school and then, drove over to his place. I stopped off beforehand and stopped at Whole Foods because they've got a hot breakfast buffet,
now,
hot breakfast bar.
I have to step in for just a moment to say how unusual it was for me to actually get the confirmation for this because it came in the form of, I will take our daughter to school. And I was like, wait, what?
I was going to do that anyway, and then I was
like, hang on.
She has to be at school.
What planet am I on? Am I still? Okay, I'm good.
I'm not a morning person.
Not at all.
No, you're not.
Mornings and I have never been friends.
Yes.
I don't.
You're a morning person. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
I am proud of Jenga. She actually took our daughter to school twice this week.
Was she on time?
Yes.
I was.
No way.
I'm working on that. That was my New Year's resolution. Don't be an asshole.
Half of the times.
But
it wasn't your fault.
I had 2 days this week where I was on time to everything I was supposed to be at.
Holy cow.
Right?
That's amazing.
I was so super. Well, and the thing is, before kids, I used to be on time to everything. And if I was like not 15 minutes early, I considered myself late. Mm-hmm. So that's the point I want to get back to. Anyway, so it's a struggle. The struggle is real. I'm working on it. It's coming to fruition. I profusely apologize. Anyway, so I stopped off at Whole Foods and I got a box full of bacon. Bacon or man flowers?
I have never had a booty call show up with a pound of bacon.
Maybe it wasn't a pound. It was a box. It was a box of bacon. It was pre-cooked. I got it off the hot buffet.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I hadn't heard that part.
Bacon and blowjobs.
Right.
That could be my new favorite thing.
I'm a classy bitch.
Yeah.
I'm classy.
Truth.
Yes.
Truth.
So classy. With holding bacon. I just can't go for that.
Hi, just in case you change your mind, I brought bacon. Well, I'm in. I was thinking maybe not, but now I'm in. Definite. Good. Okay.
Are you done?
I have not yet begun.
Pork makes me horny.
Some porking in the morning.
Look, bacon seeds.
So I show up and he opens the door. He's wearing a t-shirt and some shorts. And I'm like, all right. Yeah. That can happen. And I go in.
You'd back out at this point.
I know,
come
right?
on.
Like, oh, no. Sorry. Outfit. Nope.
No.
Not worthy of the bacon.
Sense, yeah. So I handed him the box and he's like, what's this? And I said, it's man flowers. And he opens it up and it's like, bacon. I'm like, yeah, bacon. And he had actually already pre-cooked bacon for after booty call time because he was going to feed me breakfast, which I thought was awesome.
An abundance of bacon.
Abundance of porkin, yeah.
There was bacon. Then there was porkin.
Right.
Then there was bacon.
It was a good time.
Now our story stopped. What happened?
No. So we got right down to it and had
Are you cleared to talk about the details?
I think she is talking about the
details. I mean, the details.
No.
Damn what? You, Jake.
What?
I'll find out. So we got right down to it and had a good time. And, yeah.
Bacon was exchanged.
Bacon was exchanged.
Among other things.
Uh. But I thought it was very nice, and we had a great time. He even had a toothbrush for me.
Awesome.
It's classy. That's awesome. Brand new toothbrush.
Wow. You know what? That's not a bad idea. Yeah. Always keep some brand new toothbrushes in your bathroom. Thank you for the tip.
Yeah,
for
that's an O-Face podcast tip.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Is that tip number one? Wow.
Just the tip.
Jesus.
So
more by now.
The interesting thing for me about that was that, like, because I like booty calls, I like one night stands, I like, you know, long, drawn out, complicated relationships. Obviously, I've been with you for
100 years.
We just had our 22nd anniversary
anniversary. Yes.
Which we were. That was our first date. Was an extended date as well, because that was the first time we slept together and we spent
the
whole
day like
together.
On a hood of a car or something?
No, that was later.
That was later.
No, I thought that was your first time.
No.
Our first time, Captain Jack, was after a long day together doing all sorts of things, and then
I invited him out on a date and he brought his sister.
In the rain. My sister wasn't there for the rain part. Nope.
Yeah, we had a big adventure that day. We went to a concert and then went to a play and then tore down a set. Went back to my house and had dinner and some sex.
Yep.
That was fun.
Yep.
Would you like some more Dirty Navel?
God, no. I try to stay away from Dirty Navels.
I'll have some. That's fine.
And we weren't really much on
I'll be turning in my guy card at the end of the show.
Will. Yes, you will.
We didn't have a whole lot
it's
of
already half turned in anyways, let's be honest. Cheers.
God.
Ding.
We didn't have a lot of negotiations when you and I got together. It was
that's
just,
true.
Yeah, just kind of jump in the sap and make sure, sack, make sure you wrap that rascal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now, mm-hmm. you know, that we've been doing open relationship thing, there's a lot more negotiations because when we first started, we had this big long list of rules and restrictions and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. And like with the booty call thing, I just texted you and said, hey, I've got a booty call tomorrow morning. You're like, oh, okay, yeah. Who's it with? And I said, yeah. This guy.
Let's see. When was it Tuesday morning? No.
Yeah.
Was it Tuesday morning? Mm-hmm. So you texted me and I was like, I think I was in bed with Miss Rabbit at that point.
I think
point.
I was
something
in
I don't
a
know.
Meeting and you
probably
guys
wasn't
were having
because
sex.
I wouldn't have.
Well, I was in a meeting at work. Isn't
I work weird
lovely?
Hours. I work
you
weird
do.
Hours.
You do.
I work weird hours. So
you got to get
I'm
in
not
when
even,
you can.
I'm not even going to apologize for that. Man, like sometimes I'm working from 11 in the morning to 2 at night. So
yeah.
Or later, earlier, whatever. Sometimes it's. You got that 9-to-5 grind.
Yeah.
I do. 7 to 3:30 grind.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So the negotiation with this particular booty call has actually gone on for several months.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
We hadn't even gone out on a date, but it was fun. It's like it's been flirty talking and like, well, you know, I'm into this and just like these quick in and out conversations. But we learned a lot about each other over the course of about a year.
And at the same time, we're attending parties, too.
Uh-huh.
So not like it couldn't have happened at any time
right.
along the way. It
right.
just didn't.
It just didn't.
Just, yeah.
yeah.
It's been about an 8-month or longer negotiation we've had till we are going to have sex eventually.
Oh, God damn it. All right.
I don't disapprove of your panties.
Thank you.
I disapprove of that smack.
I know. <it's...
laughs> Got the Jack cracker. Thank you.
Much better.
All right. It's yours
that's
for
a little
the
weak-handed.
Week. So you know, we'd already had the safe sex talk mm-hmm. and already had boundaries discussions and stuff like that and preferences, so there wasn't that discussion before the booty call to kind of like mm-hmm. Some people say it kills the mood or whatever, but I think you can we're actually going to have a guest on and
I think if it kills the mood, you're just not trying hard enough.
Yeah. Well,
no kidding.
We are going to have a guest on who we had here as an educator who does how to make the STI talk sexy. So
yes.
That'll be fun. Because there are ways that you can do that for sure. So what do you guys do with new partners? Like, do you have one night stands? Like, how does that go for you?
I have. last one I had really was the 7 days of Jack play. That kind of turned into a 2-night stand, but
that's true.
One at the beginning and one at the end.
Really
if
talked
I recall
to her since. It was just I met her at a bar, and there was we talked for a good hour and a half or 2 hours before we were in the sack. I mean, it was it was as quick as I think I've ever.
Now, did you guys
outside of the club?
Outside the club.
Yeah, did you guys talk about your sexual preferences and stuff like that? Or was it just like getting to know you kind of
not
thing and
really.
Then let's go knock
it
out?
I saw an eagerness in her that is undeniable. And I, let's just, I like to figure it out as I go.
I mean, look at you.
I think it's kind of a fun adventure. I mean, obviously you're going to stay protected.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But outside of that, it's a fun adventure to figure out, okay, what she really like or enjoy. Without having to talk about it up front.
So now was that on that experience, was that a vanilla that you laid down the I'm a swinger during the initial conversation?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Anytime I think I'm gonna be engaged in a sexual activity with anybody, I will definitely express that or expose that out of myself that hey, I'm a part of this community.
Mm-hmm.
Take it or leave it, you know. If that bothers you, then this is not going
to
work.
Well, then, yeah, it's good to know. It might be a good gauge because it could turn down the heat or turn it up considerably.
More than likely, it's going to turn it up.
Yeah.
I think it did with that particular encounter.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But that was my last one. I don't remember the last one outside of that.
I think my vanilla experience largely circles and centers around begging. a lot of pleading,
yes.
A lot of just like, really, no, I'm no, seriously, I am literally the last guy here. No, really. No, actually, that's
get that sigh.
Okay.
I'll do.
There's a little hottie that you've been courting there for a while.
Yes.
And, you got to close that deal eventually.
I know. Unfortunately, I have plans that coincide with the birthday party that she invited me expressly to this weekend.
That sucks.
Damn it. But we are talking on a regular basis and keeping in touch.
Good.
And it's working out pretty well.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The long con.
No con.
I shouldn't call it a con.
You
that's terrible.
Really call it a con.
That's a really
no.
bad,
no.
awful
it's
comment. Really,
yes.
Yes.
I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, it's not, yeah.
I jokingly say that sometimes, and I should stop.
I say it too. I mean, it's...
Yeah, we all do. It's,
yeah.
And it's probably something we should watch, because, you know, it could give a negative connotation to what we're trying to do here, which is really just have sex with people and...
And have fun.
And I
not,
never want to
pull the wool
somebody
over
into
anybody's
it,
eyes.
That's
no,
not fun.
That's not.
No.
No,
they should go in with open eyes.
Exactly.
How about long
Eager.
Courting?
The long courting. Court.
The long court. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. The seduction.
The Hail Mary.
Yeah, the Hail Mary.
Because sports.
Like that's more like
sports,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, for me, there are some, like, one-night stands that I've had fun just jumping into and, you know, don't want to do that again.
I've had one-night stands at the club that I've been with.
And
when I'm once,
yeah, what I mean by is like I don't necessarily want to hook up with that person again. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't want to have one night stands again because I do,
right?
So fun
because I do,
I do.
Really, really do. I really, really want to have one night stands. I want to have as many as I can possibly have. Well, they're fun, you know. Yeah, so I don't know. It's been a little while since. Well, it had been a long time since I had to even really think about what it takes to go to a bar and talk to somebody, chat them up, and then close the deal. Then came here, and that became a very real thing.
Right.
And I'm getting good at it. And it does help that everyone is here for the same thing.
Right.
Pretty much. But it helps outside as well. I am a lot more successful now at just negotiating flirting and just generally having a good time while I'm out and not necessarily wanting to close the deal, you know, like out with you or with Ms. Rabbit or, you know, and then flirting with somebody and having that experience where, okay, yeah, that I could actually close that deal.
Yeah.
And having somebody who's there to, like, not necessarily wingman, but sometimes wingman.
Yeah.
And then critique and just go, yeah, that seemed to be working. So, you know, that's good. And I've noticed there's a lot more random sort of like arched eyebrow interest recently. It's one of those like, oh, that's happening. Is that happening? What's happening? Oh, it's happening. Okay, cool. All right.
What do you mean? Like arched eyebrow?
Just like that look that you're like, I am interested in you. Let's see.
Yeah,
exactly, right?
Yeah.
You see that across a dance floor at a party, or you see that at a bar, and you're like, okay, then. And you make an approach. Had it happen at a gas station last week.
At a gas station?
At a fucking gas station.
Nice.
Yeah. I was on my way I was actually on my way to record our last episode. That's why I was 10 minutes late.
Had a little jerk-off session there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was actually a large one because it took almost 8.5 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. Jeez.
No, I stopped at a gas station, and I was just like, oh, shit, my car is literally on empty. I'm not going to make it past this block. So I pulled in, and I'm filling up my car, and I'm standing there at the pump, and this woman in the car across the pump from me kind of peeks around the edge of the pump. She goes, nice hat.
You had your pimp hat on?
I had my pimp hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't fit very well over my headphones. I was like, well, thank you very much. And she kind of turned back to her business, and I finished up mine and, you know, had my, just, you know, put the car, and I was like, let's see where this goes. And I just turned around and went back, and she had three dogs in the back of her car. And I was like, those are pretty dogs. What kind are they? And she told me, and we had a little conversation, and
yeah,
we got an email address.
Nice.
Really?
Did you email her?
Not yet.
I have never picked up anybody from a gas station.
I haven't yet, but I'm
going on my bucket list.
Ah, see, that's how that works.
New entry.
I didn't know it was on my bucket list until, I can't do that.
You can't do that. No, it doesn't count.
Right? Okay.
But
thanks for the entry.
But yeah, you're welcome. Oh yeah, always willing to provide that extra service.
Right.
But yeah, so no, it was just we just had a little conversation. She told me about all her dogs, about her ex. I told her about my wife, my girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And she did not run screaming.
Nice.
I got the email address. I got the email address after that conversation.
Wow.
Oh, that's done deal, dude.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right?
Done deal.
Yes.
So I was I was with Panda, my guy, and we were at a cheese counter in the grocery store the other day.
Of course you were.
Because cheese.
Cheese always seems to be a subject revolving into.
Were you buying a new pocket cheese?
I was buying a new pocket cheese.
Excellent.
You have to have cheese at room temperature because it's delicious that way. Anyway, so this woman was like actually like certified in cheesemongery or whatever it is. And it was interesting. So I was talking to her whatever, and was trying to like get him to flirt with her.
Uh-huh.
And he was having none
of it.
He
was not having it, was he?
Well, because he likes cheese. So I'm like, that would be fun. Go out with her and like talk about cheese. And... She gave us a couple samples, and
he didn't. He didn't respond with cheese threesome,
right? So we were standing there, and then he wanted to buy all the cheese, and I'm like, no, we need to walk away now. So we leave, and he's like, why didn't you get her number? And I was like, what? And he's like, you were totally flirting with her. Why didn't you get her number? I said, well, I was trying to get you to flirt with her. And he said, you totally could have like taken her to bed.
You guys got to work on your wingmanning each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's really fun? After the fact wingmanning.
Right.
Yeah, you could have. Son of a bitch. I was right. I was right. Why?
Yeah.
It's funny how you start talking about Panda and she starts fanning herself with a hand.
I'm good.
Yeah. You're all hot and bothered over there now.
I'm hot and bothered.
Yeah. So what's the definition of one-night stand? So,
for you, what is it?
No, I'm throwing this question out there because I started thinking about, well, last time somebody new was in the room, well, the time that me and my roommate and my friend, my female friend, went and picked up a guy at a bar, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
My roommate did, and we all ended up playing in the same... I mean, I didn't play with the guy, but he was there. Was that a one-night stand with him?
With you?
Does there have to be set? There has to be contact? Or
wasn't
can you be in the same
you
situation?
Having the one night stand necessarily? She was having the one night stand. But you were involved, so
yeah.
Could also say so, yes, you had a one night stand.
Is that
an
indirect one night stand? Because we didn't.
An
me
adjacent.
And the guy didn't
it's
play
an
it all.
It's
I mean,
a it's one night stand adjacent.
Yeah.
One night. Okay, I like that.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I would put it. Yeah. So how do you define a one night stand?
Where there is sexual activity to a certain point, and where that point is, where you draw that line, could vary from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's when there is genitals naked being stimulated of some sort.
Okay, so like a blowjob or...
Yes,
so
or me go down on her. If you're grinding on the dance floor, I don't think that counts.
No.
No.
No, definitely not.
No. If somebody's just reaching into your pants... I don't think that really counts.
What about a knee trembler in the back alley?
A knee trembler?
Yes. Do you know what a knee trembler is?
I don't.
Oh, my God.
Edumacate me.
You Irish or not?
I am. A bit. I'm a bit of everything.
Back alley. Woman up against the wall.
Okay.
Legs elevated.
Okay.
Guys holding on to her.
Okay.
Fucking against the alley wall.
Fucking.
Yes. Knee trembler.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's oh, a knee. Oh, yeah. That's at least one I stand. Yeah.
Okay. That counts? Okay,
anytime you're, yeah. You have your penis in her vagina, that,
okay.
That crosses the line, the threshold.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
So maybe not mouth, or maybe mouth.
Mouth, oh yeah, a blowjob, I'd say that's okay. At least an oral one I stand.
All right. So there's levels. Mm-hmm. There's layers.
I mean, do you have to have sex for a one night stand?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
I think so.
Do you have to have sex? I think you do have to have sex.
I think so. Yeah.
So,
I
for think so. Your book, oral does not count for one night stands.
No.
Would your the person vanilla, you're giving oral vanilla with full consider swap. That a one night stand?
I don't know.
That's the question.
Right. I guess it could be. For me, it's always been like you meet the person, you fuck the person, you don't ever call again. Sometimes
that
you get
is,
their name.
I would say that is the textbook.
That is the textbook.
That's the textbook definition of a one night stand.
But there's some gray area in there.
Sometimes you get a name, sometimes you don't. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, that's true. Wow. By that standard, I have not had many one-night stands.
Hmm.
I mean, I've had one one-night stand that lasted 22 years.
That's right.
I think that goes beyond the definition.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, but we were friends yeah. first.
That's true, we were.
Yeah, so that... Yeah.
We just
okay,
up.
So
we
friends. Good friends. They end up hooking up. They fuck one night. They never do it again.
No, I think the thing is that the no contact afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree.
I think it's the
if
no contact
if
afterwards.
If you fucked somebody once... And you never did again, regardless of in your life still or not. That's considered a one-night stand.
Really?
I had a one-night stand with my friend 2 years ago or whatever, you know.
But there's the potential that it could happen again.
Sure.
And there's an ongoing relationship.
But until
relationship.
That happens again.
But it's a relationship.
It is a relationship. It is
a
relationship.
Sex activity definition.
I'm going to have to disagree.
All right. So, boss.
I would say that would be a hookup.
It
I would
could
say
be a
that,
that
would be
a hookup, but also a one-night stand.
And a boss, that's sexual harassment. That's what that is.
That's called climbing the ladder,
I was
my friend.
I was wondering if I could leave that hanging out there
no.
And not have you bat it down. Well done. Well done. This has been a test of the O-Face podcast system.
Really? Right. So if you've been friends, what if you...
That's a hookup to
that's
me.
That's a hookup.
Okay, what if you don't know the person, you meet them, you fuck that night, and you never do again, but you stay friends, and you're still friendly with each other? And is that a one-night stand?
Then that, my friend, is the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Start
here's
out
looking
sex.
At you, kid.
Or you've been friends, you fuck, next day, you never talk to each other ever again. One-night stand?
No. Because there was a prior relationship. That's a train wreck.
So one night stand has relationship implications.
One night stand has zero relationship implications.
But if you've had a relationship of some sort, it's no longer one night stand.
Correct.
I believe so.
Or if you start a relationship afterwards.
Yeah, that's not a one night stand. That's just being slutty.
If you maintain a sexual relationship, then it's no longer.
Right. I don't know.
But if it stops, it's one
then
night stand.
Then it's a hookup. It's a hookup.
We're going to have to agree to disagree here.
Yeah.
Any more, you do that a lot, Captain Jack. Agree to disagree.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Because I can tell we're not getting anywhere on this.
Yeah, that's true. So.
We're not getting where you want to go.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Okay. End of conversation.
I gave you like three or four.
Welcome to Politics Corner on the O-Face Podcast, our new segment.
I just gave you like three or four different vocabulary terms to describe like every single one of them. It's, and you're just like,
it's not a one-night stand. One-night stand.
All right.
Has nothing to do with any kind of relationship outside of the sexual activity. And
it's beginning to it's beginning to sound like the urban legend about the Eskimo words for snow.
Right?
That's kind of what it's starting to sound like.
Once again, you tap into my ignorance.
All right, look it up. Google.
Yeah, I am.
Google is your friend.
Maybe we should throw this out to the listeners that, you know, what is everybody's definition?
How do you define a one-night stand?
And
is it important enough between partners to make sure, I mean, I think actually that would be an important thing.
All right, here you go. One-night stand, according to Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, snap.
Hooking up with someone for one night of sex with no strings attached and hoping to never see them again.
Boom.
It is important not to exchange any personal info with them so they can't track you down and stalk you later. With, that is truth.
With the hope of, doesn't
you
say whether or not you end up doing.
Yeah,
you can't
guarantee that you're never going to see him.
You can't guarantee that you're never going to see him.
I had that happen. Like, I saw this, I had a one-night stand, and I didn't think I'd ever see the dude because he was from another town, and then we wound up having a class together. And I was like, fuck.
So that was no longer a one-night stand.
Yes.
Right, a hookup.
I thought the funniest part of that is they both thought they were much older.
I just...
A hookup is to receive a good or service as a favor, or make out with someone, or to have sex with someone.
Wait, what was that one again?
That's too broad. Well, no, that's
about
right.
That's a hookup.
A hookup, yeah.
A booty call, a late night summons often made via telephone to arrange clandestine sexual liaisons on an ad hoc basis.
So technically...
I agree with that.
Your booty call this week... was not a booty call.
Right.
Because it was not clandestine. You revealed to your partner.
Ah, yeah, see.
And I imagine that if your booty call had called me and said, or texted me or whatever and said, hey, this is happening, I would have been like, all right, cool.
So this was not a one-night stand for you, or one-day stand, if you want to call it.
No.
Okay.
But it also, it was a booty call. Because there was no date beforehand. There was no nicety. It was just...
Okay.
Or dial-a-fuck. Dial-a-fuck.
Text and bone.
Text and bone. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? How do things go for you guys, like, when you're with somebody for the first time? Like, is it nerve-wracking? Is it fun?
That is. And I'm usually pretty relaxed. I mean, by the time I get her clothes off, it's, you know, I'm chilled out by then. It's the first couple of words I get hung up on and nervous. Once they're...
The initial introduction.
Yeah. Once there's communication flowing, nerves just flow away. It's no longer there anymore.
All right.
But that first break the ice moment, God, that's tough for me.
Yeah.
I can't just walk up to somebody in a bar and just introduce myself. I mean, it's happened, but it's been... It's flowed. It's not like I intentionally did it. It's like, right, I turned around, oh, hey, that's a great, you know, coat or something like that, and or nice rack, whatever, and just start talking. It's not like something I've planned out, like, oh, she's cute. I gotta go talk to her. No, that never works.
Okay. So for you, it's the first couple words.
Exactly.
For me, it's the clothes coming off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's like the...
That's the part where everything starts to fall apart?
No.
Or everything starts to get nervous?
Yeah. Well... Yeah, sort of. Like, it's, yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's where the hesitation is.
Freckles?
Like, I don't know.
I am getting better at the cold open. I am getting...
Obviously, you picked somebody up from a gas station.
God.
Dude. I am impressed.
All right. I won't tell you about the... well, actually, you know what? I did have a pickup in a bar. It didn't work out.
Oh, yeah, you did.
That was a few months ago.
Yeah. But, yeah. That's all right. It was a good warm-up.
It was actually, yes. It was a very good warm-up.
He was out on a date with another person. And
we ended up talking to this woman, and then I ended up getting her number, and then we just didn't make it work, schedules and shit like that.
Yeah.
So for me, it's the middle ground where I start going through the changes of all the different possibilities of how this could go absolutely fucking sideways.
Nice.
Yeah.
You worst just case scenario.
The scenario the fuck out of that thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you know, we'll start with not getting it up. How about that? We'll go there. And then after we resolve all of that shit, then we'll go to, you know, and just, you know, from stage fright to just, is it going to be okay? Am I going to make sure, you know, am I going to make sure to remember to do all the things that I do on a regular basis with other people that I have absolutely no business thinking I'm not going to remember to do that shit?
Because you're a smart guy.
Well, you know, yeah. So my brain.
Your brain just,
yeah. It's the, I totally sympathize with Homer Simpson, who said, "Shut up, brain, or I'll poke you with a pencil."
Nice.
Yes, absolutely. Because sometimes I'm just like, God damn it. If I could just take my brain out of my head, I would be fine.
Right.
But then it works out.
No, then you'd be dead.
Yeah. That's okay.
We don't want that.
That's true. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Are you guys going to finish that drink? I bet there's another shot in there.
Which one?
Do you want it?
No. I want to watch your faces when you drink it.
It grows on you.
Yeah.
It doesn't grow on you.
It's a dirty navel. Dirty
so you guys have any plans coming up? Next week or so?
Oh. Let's see.
I have my worlds about to collide on Friday night.
You do?
Really?
What's happening?
Oh, dear.
Two play partners of mine that have been fairly serious play partners recently on both sides. It's having a lot of fun with each of them.
Right.
And they're going to meet Friday night.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
planned out. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All right.
I'm sure my roommate, Sweet Pea, will be around too.
Yeah.
So, I might get my Charlie's Angels fantasy.
Do you have a blonde, a redhead, and a brunette?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Well.
Nice.
So,
that's awesome.
By the time we record another one,
you'll have a good story next week, too.
I either want to get right to it and tell a story, or I totally avoid
telling anything.
The whole thing.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's my way. And then we're going to go to my club on Saturday night.
Oh, cool.
Going to go to have some fun. This is the girl that I introduced to I talked about her before on the podcast. I brought her to a club for the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's dove right in and loving every minute of it ever since.
Nice.
So
good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. We're getting ready for the big party, second to last party in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Saturday.
So that's happening. And then we've got a bunch of personal stuff coming up because we've got, our kid is turning 18 soon. Mm-hmm. So we'll have her on the podcast in the next couple weeks. So that'll be fun. And we've got a couple guests coming up. And do we have any fun play plans?
We always have fun play plans,
don't we?
I think we do.
Well, you guys have girlfriends and boyfriends. I mean, that's just a constant fun time all the way around.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It is.
Agreed.
It is. Yeah. And we're having some fun times reconnecting with each other and just having a good time all around. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sick.
Yeah, I feel so bad. You're usually so full of energy.
Man, I'm trying. So
you're not getting kissed tonight. Sorry.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, it's the suck. So. Mm.
Well, did we cover everything?
I think we did. I think we might have.
All right.
We might have actually covered all of the
find
stuff.
Us?
You know, that's something we didn't actually cover last week.
We did not.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. We got all excited.
Yeah, that's true. But we also did have our best week ever of downloads. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, must have done something
right. Growing
and growing. Growing and growing. Yeah. So keep listening. Tell all your friends.
Yay.
What fun it is.
And your parents.
And your parents and their parents and everybody who will listen. Yeah, so you can find us at theofacepodcast@gmail.com for email. All your email needs will be responded to. Please,
yes,
and yes, please actually contact us about the one night stand if you have a difference of opinion.
Yeah,
especially
or
if you
know.
Have a difference of opinion with Captain Jack,
or if you have a great story
with Jenga,
or me. Yeah, either
or
one.
Jenga.
What is
or
what
me.
Is your definition?
Yeah,
great one sure. night stand stories. Bad one night stand stories.
We'll read them on the air.
Bring them all. It'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll read them.
I think I can be found on Jack O'Face on Facebook.
That's right, Jack O'Face on
Be
Facebook.
Be my friend if you want. I'm not too active on it, but
I'm at Freckles O'Face on Facebook. Miss Jenga can be followed on Twitter at Miss Jenga. Yep. You can follow the O'Face Podcast at the O'Face Podcast on the Twitter machine there. You can find all of our episodes and links that we care to post at theofacepodcast.com. You can support the show at patreon.com/theofacepodcast, where one single dollar per episode pledged will get you access to the O'Face Quickies podcast site. And we've got a couple up there. We're going to throw down another one here in just a couple minutes and get that uploaded for our Patreon patrons.
Yeah.
And we'd like to thank the people that have already pledged.
Thank you.
And we love you.
I'd give you a big fat kiss if you were here.
Exactly.
I won't, because I don't feel good.
Well, right. Not today. No kisses from Jenga today. And that, my friends, as they say, is that we have given our 110%. Jenga has given her 110%.
Especially if that's another podcast in her can.
Oh, I hate that.
That looks easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Does it normally get really wet during sex?
God,
that's one of these questions. Okay.
I think that covers it.
If I'm really wet during sex, is that a bad thing?